Hey, everybody, it is I Hope Giselle, and tonight I wanted to come and talk about a bit of a controversial topic because the person is a bit of a controversial person. When we talk about Amanda Seales, we have to really like speak with a ton of nuance about this woman because I think that two things can be true at once, and there are a lot of people that are leaving a lot of things off the table, okay? And I just want to make it known that I don't have a bias because I've had both positive and negative experiences with Amanda Seales. And so, as a person who has experienced both of those things, I want to name those things and I want to name them up front. And then I want to get into a little bit of the nuance for why I believe that I still want to call bullshit on certain things, right? As it pertains to Amanda, because I think that people are being willfully and woefully obtuse about this particular situation. So here we go. I want to say sometime back in 2019, I was working with a particular celebrity. I won't say, the name of this particular celebrity. Because I just feel like it would spark unnecessary ass drama that I don't need. But I was working with a particular celebrity and I was, invited to, be a part of a space that Amanda Seales was in. Now, in this space that Amanda Seales was in, there were several other like major celebrities that were even more famous than I think Amanda was herself. And in this particular moment in the green room, there was a conversation where the other celebrities, like I said, who were, I think, very, much so like given A-list actor tease, they were engaging the room in a full conversation about what it meant to be black at the time and the intersections of what it meant to have blackness be discussed. And basically, those celebrities were willing to acknowledge and have a conversation with me because they didn't just see me as this random, black trans girl in the room. They didn't just see me as an assistant or some, wayside person. They valued the opinion that every black person in the room had, whether you were the person bringing in donuts and bagels or you were the person that was actually going to be sitting in on the panel with them. And so I appreciated that. And I've had really great experiences with all of those other celebrities since that particular conversation. And this particular instance that I had with Amanda Seales, one of the things that rubbed me the wrong way was that when I was asked to speak up about this, particular topic that all of us were giving ideations and thought processes around, Amanda visibly rolled her eyes and tried to speak over me because there was just no reason for why this nobody should be talking. And I felt it and it was palpable. And there was an elder in the room, like I said, an A-list actress elder in the room who kind of sort of talked over her in regards to allow me the floor to speak. And I recognized throughout the rest of that evening that she was just very cold to people who she did not feel like she revered or people who she didn't feel like were somebody in that particular space. And I will say that while I was excited to meet all of them, I was most excited to meet Angelica at the time because, Insecure was having a huge moment. Insecure was really, really popping. And I also had recently started following, Amanda and really liked her content. I thought that a lot of the points that she was making about Black folks, I thought that a lot of the point that she was making about intersectionality, a lot of the things that she was holding people accountable for in her life, or at least the things that she said that she was holding people accountable for in her life just felt really, really dope, and they hit home with me. And especially because she was having the moment where she had told Caitlyn Jenner straight up to her face, like, "Bitch, you just turned trans 2 minutes ago, and you really think that these people are here for you, and they not." You know what I'm saying? And so, as a person who wanted to really like show up and show out and kind of sort of also show my chops in that particular space, it felt demeaning to be put off by this black woman who I, in a lot of ways, was just very, in a space of admiration for to begin with. Okay. Now, beyond that, I will say that later on, I had another positive experience with Amanda Seales where I was in another green room and we were able to have dialogue and I was listened to and I wasn't shoved off as this, you know, random person. But I think that there was something that happened there. So the nuance of this conversation is that the initial conversation took place at a very early stage in my transition. I was not giving the hope Giselle. I was giving very much so. It is very clear that I'm a trans person in this room and my look wasn't all the way together. I don't think that outside of the fact that I was a nobody essentially in that particular moment, I think that just my aesthetic and the fact that I wasn't classically beautiful, at least in her eyes, or I was not performing womanhood in her eyes, did play a little bit of a part in the reason why I believe that she wanted me to shut the fuck up and kind of leave the room and was kind of giving, who the fuck is this bitch and why are you talking? You know what I'm saying? And that energy sustained itself throughout the entire night. The thing that I thought was different about the second interaction that I had with Amanda was that one of the first things that she said to me was, you know, how beautiful I was and gave me a compliment on my cheekbones and how they were sitting pretty. And I think that there was this overall idea of, even if she didn't know who I was, there was something about my beauty that made it worth her time to pay attention to what I had to say until she was proven otherwise. And so I think that there was this idea or this consensus that if I was going to be trans and if she was going to be able to clock me, that I needed to be a trans woman that was respectable. I needed to be a trans woman that was beautiful in order to be able to hang in the space with the big boys. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the nuance about that is something that hit me a little bit later on as I've been listening to people have these conversations about Amanda. Now, I want to be very forthcoming about the fact that I still believe that a lot of the things that are going on about Amanda are complete and utter bullshit. And I'm going to die on that hill because I think that as a person who is problematic in my own community to some people, because I say the things that nobody want to say, I also feel like in a lot of ways, that is exactly what's happening to Amanda. So despite the idea that I do think that in some ways she might exude colorism, in some ways she might exude the idea for respectability, in a lot of ways she does show her privilege and doesn't know that she shows her privilege, I don't think that that's what the overall conversation that we're having about Amanda, you know, today. I don't think that that's what's happening in this particular moment. What I think is happening in this particular moment is two things, and two things are very true. Amanda is reaping what she has sown over the years in her acting career, in her personal career, in her social career, and in her social media career. You know what I'm saying? And I think that what is happening on the forefront of this major conversation around Amanda stems from the idea that people want to humble her because she knows what the fuck she's talking about in a lot of spaces. And in certain spaces where they don't agree with her, there's this idea that there's this need to humble her in a way that is completely and utterly disgusting. There is something that I don't like about the fact that because this woman is intelligent and because this woman is classically beautiful and because this woman is unapologetic, right, about the idea of being all of those things because she earned them. She, you know, like there's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, that she did to be able to get to the point that she's at now. How and so ever, it does not take away from the fact that it's never what you say is how you say it. And even if you are going to be the person that says those things with your chest unapologetically, you have to understand that there are consequences for saying shit with your chest unapologetically, no matter how many degrees you have, no matter how smart you are, no matter how classically beautiful people might find you to be, at the end of the day, there are going to be consequences for your actions. When it comes down to the idea of Amanda Seales and the ways in which she has shown up in the industry and the things that we've seen as far as other celebrities, including Issa Rae, coming out and saying that they did not necessarily care for her personally. And I'm not going to say coming out. I'm going to say there were speculations and there were articles written about the idea that these people don't fuck with each other. And it is very clear to us, the audience of people that are watching it on social media, watching it unfold in the social media landscape, that these things feel like they're absolutely true. It doesn't seem like, you know, Issa Rae fucks with her outside of the idea of Insecure being wrapped. And now that the show is done, they definitely don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they definitely don't seem to be friends on any level. And it doesn't really seem like she's connected with most people, but that is neither here nor there because there's a lot of people that I'm connected with that y'all will never know about because I don't feel the need to brag about my friendships, no matter who I am, who they are, and how they show up in the world. How and so ever, when it comes down to it, there's been a very tight track record of Amanda Seales not necessarily saying things in a way that are going to have her opinion, no matter how harsh it is, be received. I can say things that are going to be tough to hear and have people still understand that while this is a tough conversation to have, I'm not trying to be a bitch to you. I'm just expressing that this conversation is going to be a little tough on the both of us. It's going to be tough for me to say it, and it's going to be tough for you to hear it, but there's no need for us to leave this conversation feeling like it is personal. And I think that in a lot of spaces, Amanda does not know how to separate those things and make people feel or make people leave feeling like it was not personal. And that is important to the conversation. When you're a person that wants to say difficult things, and when you're a person that wants to have difficult conversations, it is also important and it is also imperative. And one of the things that I've been learning throughout my social media career, that you leave people feeling that while your particular point of view might have been controversial, it was in no way, shape, or form directed particularly at that particular person. And I think that also when you name the names, that you have to be very intentional about how you're naming the names and why you're naming the names. And I think that sometimes when Amanda names names, it's coming from a place of, it feels like it is coming from a place of envy. It feels like it's coming from a place of personal hurt. It feels like it is coming from a place of attack and personal experience, because there was a thing that happened behind the scenes that we do not know about, that she is now taking out on this person via social media and pretending like the only thing that is happening is this particular thing that she's naming, when there are other things that have happened behind the scenes. And I think that we have to be very, 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 very honest when we are trying to have difficult conversations and be open and honest about the thing or the things, especially when we're talking about specific people, because when we leave things out for omission, they leave us open for vulnerable topics to be drawn down on us and flipped on, you know, and having people take things and turn them into something else. Now, with that being said, I do feel like another part of the problem is that Amanda doesn't mind telling the truth about the situations and the way that she sees them to be fit. Now, mind you, there's a very important part about y'all noting that I say in the way that she sees them to be fit, or in the way that she recalls them happening. Amanda does not mind getting onto a microphone and saying, this is my recollection of the situation. And a lot of the times her recollection of the situation gives tea, girl. It be hot, it be sipping, we be looking like, God damn, I cannot believe Marsha Ambrosius did that bullshit there, right? But when it comes down to it, I think that your recollection of a situation still has to be matched up against somebody else's recollection of the situation, still has to be matched up against the truth. And we all know the good old saying that there's three sides to every story: your side, my side, and the truth. And I think that somewhere in the middle of those recollections, we don't really get a lot of people that push back against Amanda Seales, which one gives her the favor for us, you know, to believe that everything that she is saying is 110% true. Because if you're not going to refute it, then obviously what the fuck she said was true. But then on top of that, there's still room that is left in the person's mind and heart and spirit and all that stuff to say, that was some bullshit that I just did not choose to address. So when we think about the idea of why she's not being invited to some of these Black spaces that she definitely helped build and that she definitely deserves to be in, it's likely because those people that did not tell their side of the story for the sake of not wanting to entertain it on social media are people who were holding grudges and then using those grudges and using their relationships to people in the industry to say, fuck that bitch. And I think that there's also a thing that you have to understand, that when you're going to be a truth teller and tell truth and speak truth to power, that there are going to be a lot of people that say, fuck that bitch. They may not ever say anything to your face. They may not ever get on the internet and try to refute what you said. They may not ever call you a liar. But in the interim, don't think that people are not playing get back. And so the same way that you were able to get on, you know, the Breakfast Club, or that you were able to hop on your live, or that you were able to do X, Y, and Z and say what you needed to say, that person might not have necessarily used those mediums, but they said what they needed to say to the people that they needed to say it to. And now any invitation that you had to these spaces is gone. And that is the very real reality of what happens in Hollywood. Just like I might be barred from spaces because Amanda might see this video and say, fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, what's for me is for me. And whether you like my take on this or not, I'm not the only person giving a take. And so there's nothing that I think Amanda or anybody else could do that's going to make me feel like my career and trajectory is going to be gone, because one, dang God, and they ain't got no heaven and hell to put me in. And two, I'm a talented ass bitch. So just like Amanda Amanda, I'm a multi-hyphenate and I'm always going to bounce back on my feet and find something else to do in the event that you decide to close these doors on me. No door will ever be closed to me permanently because I know the value that I bring into every room that I step into. And when you are a person that understands that, like I believe Amanda is, for a while, it feels good to be able to stand on that and rest on those laurels. How and so ever, the both end of that situation is sometimes it does feel fucked up when you have to be looked over and when you have to take into account that people are going to blatantly look over you in your motherfucking face and there's nothing that you're going to be able to do about it. One thing that I have to say about this situation and one word of advice that I will give to Amanda in this particular issue is that, girl, if you're going to be a truth teller, if you're going to be somebody that speaks truth to power, it is okay to have your moments and it's okay to break down, but it is never okay to forget that at the end of the day, the industry is going to industry regardless of your feelings or not. They don't give a fuck about your feelings. You're a Black woman. You're a Black woman who's intelligent. You're a Black woman who's smart and you're a Black woman who is always going to tell it like it is. And so therefore, you're going to have to understand and accept that there's going to be a lot of people, including other Black women, that are going to seek to get you out of the space because that is how they remain in power. That is how they remain booked. That is how they continue to get the gigs that you are wondering how the fuck did she even get in the room for. And it's because they spend their time trying to make other people look bad. And however the case may be, when you are a person who is easily, you know, a target of those things, it is very easy for people to make you look bad in those spaces. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean that it is right. It simply means that it becomes easy, right, for people to target you for those things when they understand and when they know that you're going to say the things that piss people off anyway. So why not just bar you from the spaces so that I can continue to remain in power when I know I don't have half the talent in my pinky toe that you do in your entire body? And that's just what happens. When folks are intimidated by you and you are also a person that wants to speak truth to power, you become an easy target for people to be able to take down and use you as a way to stay up and remain leveraged because they get to turn around and say, oh, see, look, she's doing it again. That's why you should book me for this job and not her. Oh, look, she said it again. That's why you should book me for this job and not her. Oh, look, she's crying about the spaces that she can't get in. And that's why you should book me for this job and not her. If she comes to this space and we say the wrong thing around the water cooler, she's gonna blast us. If we invite her to this award show and we say the wrong thing in the green room, she's gonna blast us. So don't invite her. If we invite her to this space and we say the wrong thing on the way to the after party, she's gonna blast us. So don't invite her. So I think that one of the things that you're gonna have to learn, Amanda, and I don't think that it's that you haven't learned it, I think that you've just hit your cap with accepting it, is the idea that in order to be great and in order to be a person that is going to be a truth teller, you have to understand that there are going to be a lot of parties that you're going to miss. There are going to be a lot of award shows that you're not going to be invited to. There's going to be a lot of private whispering in the corner that you're never going to be able to be privy to. And there's going to be a lot of group chats that you're going to be a part of in the negative because people are intimidated by people that are not afraid to lose power in the name of their moral compass or in the name of what they believe is right out here in the world. When you are a person that is willing to stand on business for real and not for play, not for the industry, not for this fake bullshit, not for a catchphrase that's gonna go viral, and not for a couple of fucking memes. When you are a person that really means that shit that you say and you're really willing to stand on that business, there are gonna be 1,001 people that are gonna do their best to keep you out of the room. And do you know why that is? It's because when people like you and when people like me and when people who speak truth to power are in the room, it makes it harder for those people who are pretending to speak truth to power to look valid in their bullshit. When you go into the room and you actually give it to those people blood raw and they feel it and they hear it, a lot of those people understand that they've been gaslit for fucking years dealing with people who don't actually do nothing except regurgitate half fucking truths and slap blonde hair on bullshit. There are so many people that are in this industry that are pretending to be real, that are pretending to be all about Blackness, that are pretending to stand on business, that are pretending to be about that life, that are not really about that life. And when you kick the doors down in the way that people like me, Amanda Seals, Angelica Ross, T.S. Madison, so many other people, you know, kick down real fucking doors and say the shit regardless of who the fuck is listening and what bag is going to be missed, there's always going to be a person in the room that wants you gone because they have been pretending to be the person that you actually are for years. And if somebody gets a whiff of the fact that they've only been getting half truths, guess what? they are going to become obsolete and you will take their place. There are so many girls that are trying to make sure that they secure their place by getting rid of you, Amanda. And unfortunately, that is coming at the behest of a lot of people at the top who also are playing those same exact politics. But I say to you that outside of those things, because of the idea that you have spoken truth to power and that you have spoken truth to people while also sometimes being problematic, sometimes not having the best delivery, sometimes simply just not giving a fuck about people's feelings, and the way that it comes up just comes up and comes out, and there has been no backtracking or no walking or no clarity on certain situations, it makes you look like a raging bitch, and then it becomes easier to mask the reason for suppression of you. When you are somebody who is also considered to be a bitch while doing the things that we do, it is harder for people to want to defend you, and it is easier for people to just accept the fact that you should not be invited to these spaces. And when other people can kind of sort of likely maybe think about it on Tuesday, see that for themselves, they also find it easier to agree with the idea that maybe the public is right and maybe you are the one that is tripping. Maybe everybody else has been telling the truth all of these years. And even if they are wrong, they don't take into account that sometimes you just got bad fucking days and shit just was said because you are a human being. You're not an AI. You're not built to rewrite yourself in the middle of the situation. And sometimes you don't always say sorry for it, because by the time you realize you did something fucked up and wrong, it's too late. And I'm not going to say that it's always too late to say sorry for things that you did that were fucked up. But at the end of the day, sometimes by the time you get around to saying sorry for the thing that you realize, the person don't want to hear your apology. They want you to grovel. They want you to beg. They want to see you humbled. They want to see you coming back on your fucking hands and knees and your knuckles bloody. And ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody has time for that. I think that when people like think about folks like Amanda Seales, they think about people who are resilient in a way that makes it easy for you to do away with them because you know that they're going to bounce back. Yes, she on the internet crying today, but she'll be back and she's going to come back 10 times as hard. So it's easier for me to throw her away. Yes, she's upset about the idea that she wasn't invited this year, but she's smart and she's amazing and she's going to go on a tour and she's going to do X, Y, and Z and she's going to produce her own content because that's what she does. So I can throw her away. And that's the thing that they do with Black women all the time. They see that we're resilient. They see that we're not going anywhere. They see that every single time they close one door, we open up another one for ourselves. We open up a new lane. We get together with other people that understand us. And we become like-minded individuals. We turn into an entire fucking transformer robot in disguise. And we build our own fucking cities. We make our own fucking content. We create our own goddamn networks. And when they see people like you coming, it is easy for them to say, okay, fuck that bitch. She's disposable, because that bitch is also indestructible. And that's the part that they won't say out loud. And so I think that when we're having this conversation about Amanda Seales, and we're having a conversation about the nuance of who she is, and we're having a conversation about the nuance of why she's being shut out of these rooms, yes, we can attribute it to her being a bitch. Yes, we can say that we've had some negative experiences with her, myself included, but we can't also say that we don't understand what it's like to be a Black woman in this industry, and especially when you're a Black woman that does not subscribe to the idea of wanting to be half-assed naked to be heard, because that is one of the things that she's not about. And also, when you don't want to be half-assed naked to be heard, when you don't want to necessarily show up as the it girl to every fucking event, when you don't mind rocking your natural hair and it just being what it is, when you are still trying to tackle the idea of what it looks like to be biracial, even though you blackity black, 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 there's a whole list of people that are going to always be out to fucking get you. And when you name that, those people are going to call you a crybaby. And then when you stop crying, they're going to call you a bitch. And then once you stand in that idea that you are a bitch, those people are going to find another way to justify calling you and making you the victim to your own story. But I challenge you, and I challenge everybody on this live that has an issue with Amanda Seales fundamentally because of the idea of her, the way her attitude looks on screen or the way that she comes off in certain spaces, to also think about a time where you have come off a certain way in a space because you weren't having a good fucking day. I want you to think about a time where you have come off a certain way because the wrong person spoke to you before you got a chance to speak to the right person, and the wrong person got a whiff of your attitude that day. We are all entitled to be able to have horrible fucked up days and horrible fucked up moments. And while some of us have more than others, and while some people have more people that will come back and tell those stories than other people, there is a such thing as being exhausted and sick and tired of being sick and tired of having to pretend to be somebody that you're not, to coddle the feelings of the people around you. And so while I do agree to some extent that absolutely the reason for her being barred is definitely partially her fault. I don't want to hold on to this idea that this girl is not right in the sense that she's helped to build a fucking nation that they're now trying to keep her out of because some people have an issue that she doesn't want to hold on to this idea of respectability politics and speak like she was the character that she played on Insecure. She does not have to walk around and pretend to be Tiffany for y'all. She does not have to walk around with a permanent smile attached to her face proving that she's done a rebrand, especially in a world where y'all are giving Candace Owens a second fucking chance and pretending like this bitch wasn't walking around in White Lives Matter t-shirts and didn't have a fucking baby shower full of white bitches. It does not make sense that we can give people or we can atone for people like Candace Owens and community, and not enough people are writing think pieces about that raggedy ass rebrand, but you have at least four or five different think pieces that have been written about this lady and how she's so fucking problematic and how it doesn't matter that she's crying about the idea that she hasn't been invited to these black spaces that she did help to cultivate, that she did use her mind to build, that her mind has helped to, and some of her ideations have helped to build. Not only that, but I think that when we talk about this conversation, we have to stop being woefully obtuse about the idea that some people just don't like the girl because they just don't fucking like her. And they have places in power where they work, where they can stick it to her. And those things are real as well. I think that it's also fair to say that she has every right to feel upset about it. And she has every right to have, you know, deep moments about it. And it's okay to do those things on social media. Now, while I'm not a person that believes in the idea of, ooh, I'm crying, let me turn on my camera. If it happens organically, it happens organically. If I can't control it, I can't control it. But I don't believe in the idea of doing the whole, oh my God, my granddaddy died, click, click, live. My granddaddy died, y'all. Look how sad I am that my granddaddy died. I'm not a part of that, but I am a part of the idea that if I'm a person that uses social media as my therapy, if I'm a person that uses social media to talk about everything else, then why the fuck wouldn't I use social media to talk about some shit when I'm frustrated? Why the fuck wouldn't I use social media to talk about some shit when I'm aggravated? Why the fuck wouldn't I use social media to talk about anything else that I want to talk about? Because any other time I hop on social media, what really bothers me about you all is that some of y'all are using this ideation that, oh, she hopped on social media and that made the situation worse. Hopping on social media to air your grievances out about not being a part of a community that you literally helped to build is not the same as hopping on social media and clout fishing for the sake of people giving you compliments and making you feel better about yourself. There is a complete difference in the idea of literally looking for sympathy and sympathy fishing with your audience of people and getting on the internet and doing what you would normally do on any other given day about any other given topic, but this time it just so happens to be one a thing that you're involved with. Y'all love it when people get on the internet and talk bad about other people. Y'all love it when people get on the internet and tell y'all all their business as it pertains to their life and what they got going on. And y'all love it when people get on the internet and gloat and brag about things that they're doing that you can't do and that you can't fathom yourself doing. But what y'all don't like is when people get on the internet and speak truth to power about the way that they're being mistreated. What y'all don't like, especially, is when black women get on the internet and talk about how they've been mistreated. And especially when that black woman doesn't have a glowing motherfucking resume of positivity wrapped up behind her. But y'all will rally behind these black women that pretend to be nice, that pretend to be dope, that pretend to be sweet, all the while being the biggest bitches in the world behind the scenes that everybody has talked about. But because you haven't seen it and because she does a really great job of hiding it, those people get empathy and sympathy when they get on the internet and air their grievances. But everybody else doesn't. It does not make sense. And I'm going to ask y'all to stop that shit. So, in conclusion, like I have for the said, I do believe that people have had negative experiences with Amanda Seales that might have rubbed them the wrong way and absolutely helped to inform their decisions and their ideations about what, you know, they think about her. But what I think is also unfair is that she's being railroaded for a past that a lot of you all haven't even experienced with her based off of what you've heard from somebody else experiencing. And now y'all are trying to paint her out to be the Wicked Witch of the West or this super hyper victim that she's not being. She named something that was a fucking problem. She listed what the problem was, gave receipts for what the fuck that problem was. And regardless of whether or not you have a negative experience with this girl or not, you should be able to also understand where the fuck she is coming from. And especially if you're a black woman, woman, and especially if you're a Black woman in the industry. There is no reason why we cannot hold space for both of those things to be true. Amanda has done some things and said some things that some of us have not liked, but this is not the time to beat her up with those things, especially when what the fuck she's talking about is very valid. She is being blackballed from the industry that she helped to build, and I don't think that that is fair. While also noting that sometimes her attitude is a little fucking stank, but who doesn't have a stank ass attitude sometimes? And especially when you know what is going on and people that are plotting against you. So take all of those things into account as you continue to read these articles that come out. Take all of those things into account as y'all continue to, you know, decide your opinion about who this lady is, and take all of those opinions into account the next time that she goes live and y'all have something to say about the way that she feels about how she is being pushed out of her industry. Because quite frankly, a lot of us haven't made it into the entertainment industry in the way that she has. And a lot of us will never know what it feels like to actually help to build an industry, to have to have your mind used in this industry, to have people come after you and seek after you for all of your juicy goodness, and then turn around and call you a bitch and say that you can't be invited to the table. Those things are completely unfair. They're bullshit. And if you didn't say it, somebody else was going to say it. But the problem is, because the person who it happened to said it and she doesn't have that glowing resume behind her, is the issue. And y'all want to act like she ain't saying facts. Let's stop the bullshit. Let's stop the cap. It's definitely going to give free Amanda Seals to the death of me, but it's also going to give hold her accountable to the death of me as well. She does definitely need a little bit of an attitude adjustment sometimes on certain topics, but also that's her prerogative. You don't have to fuck with her. And if you don't like something that she says, and if you don't like something that she says to you, either check that shit or leave that bitch alone. End of story. Bye, everybody.